Hello, everyone. Coming up, this is Beautiful British Columbia. The Conservatives have a new leader, bans on religious conversion, and our fall tour presentation is coming up soon. It's Wednesday, August 26th, and this is Quick Updates. So we're here in beautiful British Columbia. Here with me is BC native and ARPA's Director of Advocacy, Mike Schutten.
Thanks, Colin. Yes, as you can see, we are in this fantastic setting, DeRoche, BC, as ARPA staff. We are so blessed. We feel so blessed to be able to do this, to come together once a year, person to person, to discuss, to reminisce, to encourage each other, and to take part in some training. Throughout this week, we've been blessed with incredible training from people like Harris Snyder, who spent yesterday afternoon with us talking about how we can avoid breakdown, how we can avoid burnout, how we can encourage each other to continue persevering in this cultural battle that you are in with us. So just an incredible time today. This is the middle day, Wednesday, and today we have a couple of speeches by staff members that they plan to give to schools. They've prepped these, they put work into these, and so we're going to watch them, we're going to critique them, help them to get just a little bit better. And then we're going to engage today, this afternoon, and tomorrow afternoon in some media and public speaking training. We're looking forward to that too, because we can always improve. We know that we can always improve in bringing that message to you and bringing that message to all Canadians as we advocate for God's truth as it applies to the many issues that we deal with right here in the country of Canada. So yeah, it's just been an incredible opportunity for us. We feel blessed that we are able to do this, that we are allowed to do this, especially this year during COVID. And we want to thank you, our supporters, for enabling us to do this work throughout the year and also to have this time, this retreat together here at Stepping Stones Bible Camp. So back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Mike. Earlier this week, we saw the conclusion of the Conservative leadership race. We have Levi and Tabitha joining us now to share some thoughts from both the ARPA and We Need a Law perspectives.
Hi, everyone. Sunday evening, or early Monday morning, the Conservative Party of Canada announced their new leader, Aaron O'Toole. Now, Aaron O'Toole, he's a lukewarm politician on socially conservative issues that matter to Christians, but the results of the entire leadership race do give socially conservative Christians encouragement. To find out exactly what these results mean for us, for Christians, go visit our website and read about it at arpacanada.ca.
While Aaron O'Toole is the new leader of the Conservative Party, for the pro-life movement, the story of Dr. Leslyn Lewis's campaign is a really important one because she ran on four very specific pro-life policies, and that obviously resonated with Conservative voters. She won the popular vote. Now, this is the lesson that we hope that Aaron O'Toole learns as the new leader of the Conservative Party, to adopt specific pro-life policies that resonate with a broad majority of Canadians, something like the Sex Selective Abortion Act that Kathy Wagenthal put forward. So we're asking you to go and congratulate Aaron O'Toole on his victory and encourage him to pick up specific pro-life policy.
Finally, here's Director of Law and Public Policy, Andre Schutten.
Thanks, Colin. So I wrote an article for Reform Perspective magazine, and I asked the question, in fact, I answered the question, are conversion therapy bans actually conversion bans in drag? And what I mean is, are we actually, through conversion therapy bans, doing a roundabout way of repressing or suppressing religion in Canada? Conversion bans happen in other countries like India, where you're not allowed to convert from Hinduism to Christianity, or in Pakistan, where you're not allowed to convert from Islam to Christianity. Is there something like that happening right here in Canada when we're proposing criminal bans on conversion therapy? You got to check out the article to see how I answer it. Go to the website linked below and have a read. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks, Andre. Each fall, ARPA Canada hosts a cross-country speaking tour focusing on issues of concern and importance to you. The topic this year, defending our Christian legacy of liberty. We're planning fall tour events in Ontario, Manitoba, Alberta, and BC, and in each of those provinces, we will be producing a high-quality live stream that will be available for everyone who is not able to attend an in-person event. You can go to arpacanada.ca/falltour2020 for more on that. That's it for Quick Updates this week. Thanks to you for watching. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.